You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood. I have on the phone with me United Way of Hastings Executive Director Mary Mellick. I also have the Director of Helping Kids Succeed through United Way, Jane Newmiller-Boosted, with me this morning. Good morning, ladies. How's it going today?
Good morning.
It is a front end. We're on the front end of a kind of a weather thing going, temperatures going down, but we're going to talk about positive things today. United Way of Hastings, the Helping Kids Succeed. We also have news on the Response and Recovery Fund. What I'd like to do is I'd like to start with Mary Mellick and just give us an update really quick on how the Response and Recovery Fund is operating.
Well, thanks, Mike. And you know, we've sort of considered United Way of Hastings as being the heart of Hastings. You know, we've been in the community for over 50 years, and we're located right downtown in the heart of the community. And we definitely want to pass along some things to warm people's hearts during this really, really challenging time. And, you know, we've had such good luck with our community members and the generosity that the Hastings community provides is just unbelievable. We did establish that Response and Recovery Fund in an effort to help those with emergency needs as we go through this pandemic. To help those going through the recovery, which we hope we are in that stage right now. And, you know, there's going to be a third stage to this pandemic, and that's going to be rebuilding. And so this fund is going to span over some time. And just initially, we were able to grant some funds out for food insecurities in Hastings. And we have some other things that are on the docket for us to be looking at and potentially using some funds for. And that is around our older adult population that are facing severe isolation at this time.
I know that there are some support elements for the Response and Recovery Fund. Some information just came across my desk this morning, actually, about a roundup event with Spiral Natural Foods that anything they collect through that event is going to be given to the Response and Recovery Fund. Talk a little bit about that if you can.
Spiral Foods, how great for them to just start this up and really look to give to the community chest in Hastings, which is the United Way of Hastings through our Response and Recovery Fund. So we are so thankful that Spiral Foods is stepping up as one of those local businesses that they want to keep funds right here in our community. And so they will be providing donations from their patrons that visit Spiral Foods, and we're very thankful for that. We do have 3M that is also going to be providing a contribution to the fund. And then we have some other things in the works that hopefully within a week or so, I will be able to warm people's hearts a little bit further and let them know that we do have funds, additional funds available. One of the things that I just wanted to mention initially with older adults in our population, the Hastings community, is if anyone could do something right now to help our older adults that are suffering from isolation, it would be just to send a greeting card. And for those of you that are listening and listeners out there in KDWA country, you know, you could send it to any of the local care facilities, older adult facilities, Augustana, Park Ridge. Of course, we have the Regina Senior Living Facility, Mississippi Terrace, Oak Ridge. And, you know, basically anything that will put a smile on their face to give them just a little bit of a personal connection. So I just wanted to put that out there real quick and just let the community know, just address it to one of those organizations and drop it in the mail. They will be just astounded with delight.
Right.
To be able to see those greetings.
I know that I had a chance to spend a few moments at the Hastings Veterans Home yesterday when they did the flyover, and just the amount of people that were there to acknowledge what was going on, it was tremendous. They had people lined all the way across the bridge and up the hill heading back towards Vermilion Street, reaching out and sending greetings or just saying, you know, hello, how are you doing, through a card to the seniors that are shut in is huge. They really do need some kind of external contact. It really is helpful for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, this is, you know, we hear this all over the news and everywhere we look. You know, this is the biggest challenge we've ever faced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every single one of us has been affected by this. And whether it's, you know, the health aspect of it or the economic aspect of it. So we're all feeling this. And you know, my heart and my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone that has had to deal with the health aspect of it and COVID-19. And then, you know, really to our small businesses, too, in Hastings, that need your help, that really need you to, you know, do the curbside pickups. And we can't wait for our salons to get back in business and some of these other small business owners that are really suffering. So, you know, please frequent them and keep them in your prayers as we continue to move through this process of recovery.
Exactly. I think a less discussed aspect of getting life to what you might call back to normal is going to be social interactions and the effect that COVID hasn't had on just social interpersonal relationships in general. I think the guidelines, yeah, the 6-foot guidelines are going to stay in place for, it's probably going to become part of our normal daily life now, is just kind of keep arm's distance and things like that. And that has an effect too. So remember also, you know, you're going to have to train yourself to greet people. You're going to have to train yourself to just say, hi, how are you doing? It's nice to see you. And if nothing else, that's it. We need to reestablish those connections.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have to keep a lot of that in mind, that, you know, some of those things that we are now being required to do, we should have kind of been doing already. You know, some of those things for sanitation, just, you know, different things like that. And, you know, it's not like this is a natural disaster, but it sort of feels like it.
And it does, yes.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I've observed and I've heard a few people in the United Way Network talk about is that, you know, look at all of us coming together. Everybody wants to help everyone. They want to do as much as they can to help. And we're in that phase of just everyone, they want to help. And, you know, that's a positive that's coming out of this. And you know, maybe we don't want to go back to the way that it was. Maybe we want to keep this positive, everybody help everyone all the time. Maybe that's something we take away from this that we continue to do.
I hope that is a lesson that we do learn. Other things that are going on with the COVID outbreak here in locally, we talked a little about the Response and Recovery Fund. There's also been information that has come out from the city, especially from HEDRA, Sure. Yeah. Trip over all your words. Let's do that, shall we? they're starting up the new Hearts Grant Program. There was some information on the United Way of Hastings website. What can you add to that dialogue, Mary?
I participate on the Downtown Business Association meetings because I am representing United Way, which is a downtown business. And I also participate in, and I'm involved with the Chamber of Commerce on their Zoom meetings where they have legislators on the calls and we're able to discuss the impact locally and have our legislators, our representatives take that back to the governor. So these are very, very helpful networks. And one of the things that the city had mentioned a few weeks ago was coming up with a way that city funds could be used to help kickstart and get our local small businesses back on their feet. So the HEART grant is through HEDRA, through the city of Hastings, and the grant parameters and guidelines are all listed on the city of Hastings website.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage all of those small businesses that have 20 or fewer employees, full-time employees, 20 or fewer, that's who it's set up for, to go out there, look at this application, fill it out, and get it in. And the city will be helping you get back to work in terms of what are those expenses that your business will be experiencing because of the pandemic. As you go back to work and open up your restaurant or your salon, what type of changes will you have to make? You know, sanitation supplies, what PPE will you need to have? And the city will be helping with those expenses.
Excellent. Yeah. Things like even replacing equipment that may not be up to standard anymore because of this.
Mm-hmm. Mike, let me just add a note there.
Sure.
I think it's important for people to understand they need to apply by Tuesday. 5 p.m. is coming Tuesday, May 12th. So okay. The small business owners that are listening, or if you know a small business owner, please get on the website, the city of Hastings website, and look that over and get that application in quick.
Excellent. Yes, that is correct. Jane, I didn't want to completely cut you out of this one, this segment either. I know that you have a lot of important information also. You've been working with the Helping Kids Succeed initiative and the communities in schools. And I'd like to just briefly touch on that. I'd like to give you more time in an upcoming segment to really kind of go into depth on that. But how is the COVID pandemic affecting the Helping Kids in School and communities in schools?
Sure, yeah. Well, like everybody else, we're adjusting to a new reality. We just had a very good conversation with our communities and schools representative the other day. And Kel O'Leary is the new communities and schools representative working currently in Hastings High School. And Kel has just jumped in with both feet. She literally was starting either right before or right after spring break. And, of course, the kids went on spring break and didn't come back to the school. So,
Right.
So in that short period of time, you know, in the last 5-6 weeks, she already has a caseload of about 30 students. And these are students at the high school that have been identified as needing a little extra support, particularly in terms of academics. And so she's worked very closely with the counseling staff and the teaching staff to identify those students and then to form relationships with them. And, you know, when you can't be meeting face-to-face, that takes some definitely time and effort. And she is just a great person, great personality, really caring, compassionate. And I think we'll connect very well with those students. And so she's saying already, you know, they're seeing an impact. There are definitely some kids who previously were struggling in a more traditional academic setting, and this distance learning, you know, school at home model for them has worked very well. She has seen several kids kind of go from, you know, an F in a class to a B in a class.
Nice.
And that's fantastic. And so one of the things, though, they'll probably want to be looking at going forward from the school standpoint, and, you know, we can certainly support that, Cal could support that, what does that look like when we get back to school? What lessons can we take from the distance learning model and apply in a classroom setting? And do we, you know, what will that look like? I just, schools all over the country, all over the world are having to wrestle with that.
All right.
And, you know, here in Houston, we're supporting that. So she's been great. We're just delighted. And we're hearing really good things from the school staff as well about her.
It's actually very,
as well as could be expected.
It's good to hear that students can still flourish in a situation or an environment like we are right now. And I also like to hear that that she has been so creative at making that position work in light of what they're dealing with. What I'd like to do, we've got just a couple of minutes left. These sessions always go way too fast for me. But I would like to have Mary talk a little bit about some of the Bridge community leaders and some of the workplace giving partners that help make all of this work.
These are businesses that give at a certain level, and we have levels that represent our cherished bridges in Hastings. So we have the Arch Bridge, we have the Blue Bridge, the Spiral, and then we have a foundational category too. And I'm not going to list them all because we only have a few seconds left.
Right.
These are the people that donated to the United Way of Hastings fall campaign. And we normally have a event in the spring that recognizes those top leaders as a bridge leader and also the top groups that provide workplace giving donations. But we were, of course, unable to have that event.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're putting all of that on hold, and we'll do something, you know, to recognize those groups. But right now, I tell you, most of those businesses are just, that's not even in their thoughts. So we did want to put that information out onto our website. It was a little bit late this year, but I don't think people mind. And so people can go to the UnitedWayOfHastings.org site and be able to look at the businesses that do contribute and do help our community. And now for those individuals out there that do want to make a contribution through the Response and Recovery Fund, you also can go to our website at www.unitedwayofhastings.org/response fund.
And how long is that fund going to be available?
The fund is going to be ongoing for a while because, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, this isn't just a crisis fund, you know, just to provide emergency funding to those providing the direct services. It is going to be a recovery fund and then a rebuild fund.
We've got about 45 seconds left, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick, and the Director of Helping Kids Succeed campaign with United Way, Jane Neumiller-Bustad, for coming in by phone and spending a little bit of time with us. Thank you, ladies, for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.